Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Yeah. Kicking off another week and obviously feeling great. We have so much entertainment news to talk about. Really good stuff today. We can't get to anything until we say what's up to our fam there in Atlanta. Hey, everybody! And I see Gary's back. Gary, we missed you.
I miss y'all so much and gonna miss you more.
We'll miss you more.
Yeah. We're going to miss you more. Also, our bearded poppy.
Wow.
Chewy that... Martinez. We have so much to talk about. Later on, fans are really mad about the new Power theme song. And got some news about the estate of late singer Aretha Franklin. And she had some serious money. We're going to talk about that. But first, Head Crack, what you got going on?
All right, guys, it's time for another story of celebs going wild. And this time, Pete Willie is one of your besties. Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes. Now, the OG grandma is in the news again. Now, she had another unpleasant run-in with a fan. All right, so she was at Reagan National Airport in D.C., and the HBIC was recognized by an excited fan who started recording her as she walked in the direction and take a look at what happened.
Hey, NeNe, how are you doing? You're number one fan over there.
I'm thinking maybe the guy had a bee or something around his phone. She's like smacking that bee.
She said...
I mean, come on. That irritates me. Without people watching your show and being fans, you are nothing. Oh. So all somebody wanted to say is hello, and you couldn't just go, hi, and I'm on the phone.
Right.
You're not a big fan-friendly girl. I mean,
how dare you? That is the meanest thing you've ever said. That is not true.
You know, I guess the approach that he had was a little messed up. If somebody's on the phone, you kind of got to let them rock and let them be.
But they don't do it.
And if you're that close to somebody where somebody could just do that, then you obviously kind of a little too close, unless he was just hella zoomed in. But, I mean, she was walking past him, so he probably was just like this.
She just put her hand up, though. She didn't grabbed the phone. She just put her hand up and his face ran into the phone, looked like to me.
Well, we know his wrist fainted.
Okay, y'all. Good morning. Morning America host anchor Laura Spencer is in the hot seat for her comments about your extended family, Gary. Last week during the show's Hot News segment, Laura listed what the British royal would be studying in school this fall and cracked a few jokes when she mentioned the young prince chose to study ballet.
Young Prince George, just 6 years old, heading back to school, like so many kids around the world, but... Well, unlike other kids his age, it sounds like the third in line to the throne is in for quite a demanding year. The future King of England will be putting down the Play-Doh to take on religious studies, computer programming, poetry, and ballet, among other things. Prince William says George absolutely loves ballet. I have news for you, Prince William. We'll see how long that lasts.
Is it just me, but I didn't see an issue with what she said?
She has the right, if she could predict. I mean, my neighbors knew that I was going to be a sissy, and they said, oh, he's going to be a sissy.
Hold on.
But she didn't say that, though.
She was not relating it.
I'm saying it. I'm insane. She has the right to predict what she's gonna predict.
But what I'm saying is, I don't think she's relating ballet to like being gay. I think she's just saying, like,
I felt that was the undertone, though.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, he gonna do ballet.
Okay, y'all. Well, fans of the show and male dancers were very offended by Laura mocking the baby prince's interest in dance. And the social media backlash was serious, and dancers protested outside the GMA studio.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. Laura posted an apology on her social media this weekend that said, my sincere apologies for an insensitive comment I made in pop news yesterday. From ballet to anything one wants to explore in life, I say go for it. I fully believe we should all be free to pursue our passions. Go climb your mountain and love every minute of it.
She must have got approached by that knife-wielding dance gang from the Beat It video.
And she followed up her social media apology along with an on-air apology this morning.
It wasn't that damn insensitive. People want people to report. Well, then fine. Get robots to do the news then.
Yeah, because don't give them have any ideas.
No, Portia, what do you...
Little personality.
No! The latest in entertainment news right here on Dish Nation.
We will not offend.
Well, moving right along, you know what they say. Once you go black, you never go back.
All right now.
That's right, baby. That's Taylor Swift is making news for crossing over to the dark side, girl. And her brand new music video for her song, Lover. For the first time in her music video, her love interest is a black guy, not a white guy. Oh. She chose her dancer, Christian Owens, to play her lover in the video.
That doesn't count. That's a safe black.
What is a safe black?
You need a dangerous unknown black.
Safe black is...
kiss one time in that music video.
How did they make that little girl at the end?
Not once.
This is like a low threat level move. You pull the dancer from your crew who's probably not sexually attracted to you.
Right.
Just for the sake of pulling a toxic page from Laura Spencer's book.
Yes.
He's a dancer, so he's probably like, you know.
You know.
And with a song
that
we call Lover, there was no chemistry at all.
She should have cast for
Black men don't even smile that much.
How many leading lady singers have fallen in love or dated a dancer?
I don't know.
A lot of the lead singing or the front women or solo artists start dating a dancer. They've all done it. Britney did it.
This ain't that.
So, hi there, Frank. Since Taylor crossed over, when are y'all going to cross over?
What makes you think I haven't crossed over?
Ooh. Well, you know what?
I know Frank's crossed over.
I've crossed over several times.
Let me get my teeth
as
up.
Much love as these two get at Taste of Soul, you know they be riding. You know they be out there.
Yeah.
They get love on Crenshaw.
Yes.
So if you didn't know already, today is National Dog Appreciation Day. So. And Heidi and Brad probably appreciate dogs more than any of us.
Yeah.
I think combined you both have 11 dogs between the two of you.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So we thought it'd be pretty cool to peek into Heidi and Brad's moments with their beloved dogs.
Oh. All right, everybody. I just got home from work, and the first thing I do is I let everybody go out and go potty, and then we come back in, and we have a little treat. Cowboy gets his little treat. Elvie, be patient. Pino gets his little treat. Little man's always in the back waiting patiently. Get your treat. And then Miss Sophia. Sophia.
Hi, Rebel. Y'all ready to eat?
Yep.
getting these filet mignons ready for the babies.
Thanks for leaving me no space to sleep.
Filet mignon.
Yo, yes. Brad, your dogs get steaks?
Absolutely. Yep.
Can I move in? Please.
Seriously.
Please. Jesus. Yes.
So they don't have a dog room. They have a whole king human size
bed. Their whole house.
They do. I'm their maid, okay?
Your dog sleep with you, honey?
Yes,
your baby sleep with you?
Of course. Okay. They have stairs, honey.
But PETA needs to protest, y'all, because y'all dogs are living better than people. And that's
PETA is when you harm dogs.
Yeah, right. PETA be happy. I'm gonna call PETA. PETA, these people are taking too good care of their dogs.
And to add to the fun, we'd love it if our fans and their dogs would send us pictures of them watching Dish Nation together.
Oh, I love that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
So just make sure you use the tag at Dish Nation on social media for us to be able to see it.
Happy National Doggy Day, yay, everybody. Yay.
Singer, honey, is gonna be a dad for the second time, and what rapper might already be a father of seven. Ooh. All will be revealed, honey, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
So you're having my baby. And now just playing. Oh, well, y'all, it looks like our boy C. Breezy is having baby number two.
Oh, congratulations.
And the word on the street is Chris and his former girlfriend, Amika Harris, are expecting. And according to reports, it's a boy.
Oh, his first boy.
I think it's ridiculous because I feel sorry for his daughter, royalty.
Why?
Because
now she's going to have to split her royalties over this baby.
She's gonna be a big sister.
Yeah. Oh, trust me, if anybody got enough money to go around, it's Chris Brown.
You think?
He's gonna very be okay. Good.
The mamas look alike, so at least the babies are kind of look alike.
Now, that's true, too, ain't it?
Yeah,
he definitely got a type, honey. Yeah. We all do.
Now, speaking of being a new pappy, Future is in hot water with his alleged seventh child's mother. Yes, her name is Eliza Rain. Yes, this will be his seventh baby if proven in court. Now, according to reports, Eliza filed legal documents claiming Future is the father of her 4-month-old baby girl. Yeah. Now, she says Future has been absent in her child's life since she gave birth April 19th. So, apparently, she wants to take him for paternity tests to prove that it is his child, and then she wants him to start to pay child support for this baby.
Mm, I think at this point, he doesn't have to show up to court anymore. The kid's gonna be his. It's his kid.
Yeah, just send in a specimen and that's it.
But four months later, why are you just now testing? You couldn't test.
You probably gave a, you know what, these men, when you first have babies with them, they're kind of in, they're kind of out. It's your child's father. You don't want to quite file legal documents. He's famous.
Well, the baby's only 4 months old. There's only so much he can do with the child. Like,
he can pay.
Spending money ain't the same thing as spending time and being there.
Yeah, but you can do one or the other.
If you can't get time, give me the damn money.
Give me the money.
Yeah, and
but this is sad.
Well, at least he's creating equal opportunities for multiple people.
No, but they ain't no equal opportunities.
See, you having a lot of kids, it's absolutely no issue if that's what you want to do. Just take care of them, that's all.
Exactly.
But what if we found out it wasn't so much the Future was getting these chicks pregnant as much as these chicks were getting pregnant by Future?
Why is that
so almost glitched out?
My brain touched my skull head, Craig. I didn't know what to say right then.
We're moving on. The TV show Power aired this weekend, and the new theme song got the whole internet divided.
Yes.
So the new theme song came on, and 50 Cent has stood by the remix, which now features Trey Songz instead of the original recipe by Joe. If you didn't hear it, check it out.
This is a big rich town, yeah, yeah. And I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn.
All right, so that's the remix. Check out the original.
Okay.
They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light, city life, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn.
So what y'all think?
I
like the original still. If 50 rap harder, it's a hard show. It don't need to be like, they say this is a big rich town. Like, it don't need to be whispered. I like the hardcoreness of it.
50 Cent talking about all that violence. Trey Song got a nice
There's not even any violence in the song.
It goes with the show.
Trey Song voice sound where I could feel comfortable watching it.
You'll be scared by the previously on Power. There's enough danger in that.
Yeah.
But 50 Cent did respond, and it looks like he is going to put the original song back. Check it
Yay!
Out.
Man, you ain't bought Joe CD in years. Now you talking about Trey Song. Y'all keep this up. I'm gonna have to put the back the way it was.
Okay.
Bring the original recipe.
All right, up next, find out how the checks are still rolling in, honey, for the late, great Aretha Franklin. Be right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish.
Hey.
Well, it seems like the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, died with a lot more coins in her purse than we suspected, because new court documents revealed that Aretha died without cashing nearly $1 million in checks, y'all.
Wahaha!
Yes. Now, also, Aretha allegedly died without a will, which means these newfound coins will be split among her four sons like the rest of her $80 million fortune. What do we think about this,
y'all? It's just dope to see that, like, she was just balling at such a level to where you just got $1 million laying around. Shit, you don't even need that money.
You don't even need it.
Yeah, that's one thing about Aretha. Now, out of all the stars, you ain't never heard her dealing with no money issues.
At all.
Ever. Well, she always kept her money in order.
Queen she didn't pay sacks at one time. Now, they did have
that. Wait now.
I know she got paid in cash.
She didn't like credit cards, okay? She liked dealing in cash. And they didn't want to take cash that day, okay? That's all that was.
And Aretha Franklin was such an OG that I heard she liked to get her performance money all in cash.
Absolutely. That's why she didn't care about these checks, because some of them were like royalty checks. And you get royalty checks like twice a month from like Sound Exchange and BMI. One check was like worth 200 and some thousand, and one was worth 750,000. So on top of all the money she get from her show, she probably just put it to the side and forgot about it.
And she also looked like the type that likes to keep money under the like, you know, just...
You ain't never lied.
Don't she look like she got the money under the
Lighter, come here, baby. Yeah. You need a light.
Well, y'all, guess who turned 21 over the weekend?
Oh, girl.
Scott, this is girlfriend, Sophia Richie. Yes, that's right. Sophia is now legal and can do all the things in public now that she was doing privately.
Oh, really?
You know, drink and drive and all that. Not at the same time, but separately.
Right.
But before she jetted off to Vegas for her birthday bash, Scott gifted her an Aston Martin worth over $200,000, Gary. That's right. Sophia couldn't wait to post lots of pictures of on the gram. So check
it
out.
The girl.
So it must be nice to be Sophia.
I guess it is. She must have got something that that Jenna girl didn't have.
Okay, Sunshine.
Yeah. I guess.
Let's throw her up and call her Sunshine.
Okay. Yeah.
When you look at the numbers on paper, it does seem like ultimate creep life. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, granted, like, over 18 is legal, but it's like, yo, Scott, come on, son.
Is age different in L.A.? Because, like, older men be with, like, little kids and...
Yeah. I don't like the color of her Aston Martin, honey. I don't like that black.
What, you don't like black?
No, that's not
a color. What color is yours?
Oh.
I like it. I like the saddle and the inside.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Anything with Aston and Martin in it.
Okay.
And you could have bought me a little coffee mug. I'd be like, thank you.
And that's that good butter level on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the inside of the car looks rich.
Yeah. Yes. It looks like a Werther's.
So what y'all think Lionel Richie said about this expensive, extravagant gift?
Saved him some money here. So, I mean, like, buy another car, honey, and could save some coins, honey, for his new young woman.
Mm-hmm. Honey, he was happy. He said, hello.
Come pick me up. Now, up next, Ryan Reynolds also showed his woman, Blake Lively, some birthday love this weekend. But let's just say he did it in a very different way to Scott Disick. You won't want to miss how. Coming up next. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, Blake Lively turned 32 yesterday.
I mean,
her husband Ryan Reynolds took to Instagram to wish her a happy birthday. Sounds nice, right? But the problem is they have a tradition of trolling each other on Instagram.
Love it.
And he really went for it since it was her birthday. And he posted pictures of Blake Lively on Instagram. And not the most flattering pictures, I will say. Take a look.
I didn't think Blake Lively could take a bad picture. I was wrong. Dead wrong.
Dead wrong, bro.
Who does she look like in the last photo where she looks like she's getting ready to fall down and he's like holding her
she
up on the
like
beach?
She looks like Garth. Like Garth from yes. Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. I don't know when Ryan Reynolds' birthday is, but Blake Lively, if you're watching right now, we are expecting.
It's on.
We are expecting.
You better roast him.
I don't think he can take a bad picture, though.
I would wait for him to look his worst whenever that is.
When is that?
I know. I tell you what, I don't even let my wife keep a bad picture of me in her phone that's going nowhere. She doesn't have social media. She's not on. She's not going to post it anywhere. But I'm like, oh, delete that. No, she's like, oh, my God. Who can't? It's just in my phone.
This is going to be her screensaver.
It's for her, Heidi. Relax.
Of you drooling on yourself with all your dogs.
Yeah, like, oh, my God, I look awful now. Look at my belly. It's fat. My chin looks fat. She's like, shut up. It's just shut for me. Up. But she could do this, though. She has so many bad pictures of me.
Oh, I would want to put that on a shirt and sell it. That'd be amazing. That'd be great. Heidi with all her dogs. Oh, God.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.